Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'Em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Tell the people that.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And welcome to God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radio. Hallelujah. God is moving by his Spirit, and we are in the midst of our Christian Black History Month. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless your name. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, the whole earth is filled with your glory. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, for your word that says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord God, and we thank you for moving by your Spirit in a great way. Touch each and every person who's listening now and those who will listen even in the future. And we thank you, Lord God, that what will be said today touch hearts and touch lives for your glory all over again. In Jesus' name. Oh, and Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for our co-host today, Minister Kiva Renee. Praise God. We thank you for our co-host. We say thank you and bless you for her, Lord God, and that we just flow together tonight in you and by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So as I said before, we are on the third part of our four-part series of Christian Black History. And I'm telling you, the more you dig into this, the more there is. It is so much. And in these four programs, we will not have covered a thumbnail worth of information on Christian Black history. But we're just being led by the Lord and just covering what he has us to cover. We started in our part one, the first Thursday of this month, we started with our very own Pastor Mom, who has lived nearly 90 years of history. Glory to God. It was so wonderful to hear the things that she went through way back when, hallelujah, and how the Lord brought her through and blessed her. And so we just praise God for Pastor Mom. And then last week, we talked about church music. Hallelujah. In the Black church. Oh, we had a good time. Amen. And for both of those broadcasts and all of our broadcasts, all you need to do to listen to our podcast, you simply Google Get'em Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. Amen. And then you'll be able to listen to all of our podcasts in their entirety. Amen. It makes it real nice and easy, and it just shows you, well, when you click, you go onto our Blog Talk Radio platform and listen. Amen. Amen. So I am super excited about tonight for many reasons. First of all, I want to say, well, we're going to be talking about Mahalia Jackson today. And I began to talk to my co-host tonight that I'm going to introduce as well. So we were having a conversation. And Mahalia Jackson, I can't remember how she came up, but she came up. And we started doing research on her. What a phenomenal woman of God. What an amazing woman of God for the time that she lived in and how God used her. It's so much that God did in a little bit of time, because she didn't live that long. But God used her in such a great way. It's such a wonderful testimony. So we're going to go into that today, and we're going to kind of bounce off each other here. My co-host is very special in my life. I'm trying to remember how long we've known each other. It's probably been between 25 and 30 years that we've known each other. I knew her and her children when they were babies. Her son now is a officer in the military, and he was he was a newborn. And so it's just wonderful having her on. She was one of the first people that I knew who was ministering on the internet. And we kind of thought, what in the world? You know, what are you doing? This was a long time ago. This was probably pre-Facebook, you know. And she was ministering to people online. And she was the first one who had programs on Blog Talk Radio. And that's how I knew about it, between her and my other good friend, Minister Elaine. And so in a large sense, in terms of internet, she has been a mentor to me. You know, just watching her life and seeing how God used her on the internet and that this was possible. And so I could say so much about her. She's a good friend, wonderful woman of God. She sings, she dances, she preaches the word. Amen. So without any further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to all my friend, Minister Kiva Renee. Welcome, Minister Kiva.
Wow, thank you, Fafa. Whoa. Yes, yes. It's been a long time. Bless the Lord. And I'm just honored to be on here with you. It's just an amazing ride to give God glory one line. So, yes, thank you. I don't know. Yeah, it's been many years. I mean, Calissa's 31, so Isaiah's 27. So, yes, it's been many years.
Right, right.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Yeah. Amen. Glad to know you. And I didn't say your last name. I just said what you call yourself, Kiva Renee, but her last name is Autonoya. Amen. So, okay. Shall we jump in? Dive into Mahalia Jackson. I'm going to let you get started. Then I'm going to jump in and I'll play some of her songs. So we're going to hear some of her songs today. As well, she was quite a woman. So get us started, Minister Kiva.
Yes, yes, Mahalia Jackson. And she was born Mahala Jackson on October 26, 1911. She was an American gospel singer, widely considered one of the most influential vocalists of the 20th century. With a career spanning over 40 years, Ms. Jackson was important to the development and the spread of the gospel blues in the black church throughout the United States. During a time when the racial segregation was high, she met considerable and unexpected success in her recording career, selling an estimated 22 million records and performing in front of integrated and secular audiences in concert halls around the world. She was the granddaughter of enslaved people. Miss Jackson was born and raised in poverty in New Orleans. She found a home in her church, leading to lifelong dedication and purpose to deliver God's word through song. She moved to Chicago as a teenager and joined the Johnson Singers, one of the earliest gospel groups. Miss Jackson was heavily influenced by blues singer Bessie Smith sing to her style with hymns and contemporary songs. After making an impression in the Chicago churches, she was hired to sing at funerals, political rallies, and revivals. For 15 years, she functioned as what she termed a fish and bread singer, working odd jobs between performances to make a living. Her nationwide recognition came to Ms. Jackson in 1947 with the release of Move On Up a Little Higher, selling 2 million copies and hitting the number two spot on the charts, both firsts for gospel music. Ms. Jackson's recordings captured the attention of jazz fans in the United States and France, and she became the first gospel recording artist to tour Europe. She regularly appeared on television and radio and performed for many presidents and heads of state, including singing the national anthem for John F. Kennedy's inaugural ball in 1961. Motivated by her experiences living and touring in the South and integrating a Chicago neighborhood, She participated in civil rights movement, singing for fundraisers, and she marched on Washington for Jobs and Freedom in 1963. She was a vocal and loyal supporter of Martin Luther King Jr. and a personal friend of his family. Throughout her career, Miss Jackson faced intense pressure to record secular music, but turned it down by it was high-paying opportunities to concentrate on gospel. Completely self-taught, Miss Jackson had a keen sense of instinct for music. Her delivery marked by extensive with the melody and rhythm. She was renowned for her powerful voice range and enormous stage presence. Her ability to relate to the audience and conveying, evoking intense emotion during her performances. She was passionate at times when things were frantic. She wept and was physically expressions of her joy while she was singing. Everyone could feel it. Her success brought about international interest in gospel music, initiating the golden age of gospel, making it possible for many soloists and vocal groups to tour and record. Popular music as a whole felt her influence, and she is credited with inspiring rhythm and blues, soul and rock and roll style singing. So in her early life, just so you know about Miss Jackson, she was born to Charity Clark and Johnny Jackson. Miss Mahalia was born with bow legs, and she had infections in both her eyes. Her eyes healed quickly, but her aunt Belle, who treated her legs, and back then it was with grease, water, and massages, not too much result was happening there, but for her first few years, they nicknamed her Fish Hooks because of the curves in her legs. Now, the Clarks were devout Baptists, and they attended the Plymouth Rock Baptist Church. Sabbath was strictly followed. The entire house shut down on Friday evenings and did not open again until Monday morning. As members of the church, they were expected to attend services, participate in all activities, and follow a code of conduct. No jazz, no card games, no high life. Drinking and visiting bars and joints, not at all. Dancing was only allowed in the church when one was moved by the Spirit. The adult choir of the church, she sang traditional Protestant hymns, typically written by Isaac Watts and his contemporaries. Miss Jackson enjoyed the music sung by the congregation more. These songs would be lined out, called out from the pulpit with the congregation singing it back. They had a stronger rhythm, accentuated with clapping and foot tapping, when Miss Jackson later said gave her the bounce that carried with her decades later. She dutifully joined the children's choir at the age of 4, next door to Duke's house and a small church that Miss Jackson never attended, but stood outside during the service and listened rapidly. Music here was louder and more exuberant, and the congregation included jubilees and up-tempo spirituals in their singing. Shouting and stomping were regular occurrences, unlike at her own church. Miss Jackson later remembered, these people had no choir, no organ. They used drums and cymbals and tambourines and the steel triangle. Everybody in there sang. And they clapped and stomped their hands and feet and sang with their whole bodies. So this was like her first portion of being singing, and it happened in church, which most gospel singers, as we know, start in church. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Is this a good part to jump in?
Oh, sure.
Amen. So, yeah, she was very exuberant, and people try to figure out, you know, what she was doing. And, you know, as we read about her, they would talk about how she sang. Now, when she first started singing at church, and it was a Baptist church, they really looked at her, I guess, like she had two heads, because she was doing a little Bessie Smith, and what she heard in the Pentecostal church, and really, she just let God just move her in the spirit. And so people were just looking at her like thinking she was just very undignified that she would move, sing like that. And I remember reading one part where she was trying to get voice lessons. You know, people told her, you know, you need some voice lessons. And so she went to this one person that told her, well, first thing you're going to have to do is stop yelling like that. And so she stayed with them for a little while. But, you know, from what I can see of her, it was just like she just let the Holy Ghost just use her. You know, as she sang, when she talked, whatever she did, she let the Holy Ghost use her. So let's hear a couple of her songs. The first song that was recorded was Move On Up, and you said this, Move On Up a little higher. It was released in 1947 and 1,000 copies just in Chicago. And, I mean, we think, you know, back in the 40s, that was big time. And then it ended up selling 2 million nationwide. And I don't know if you guys have heard of the Billboard chart, because that's still big today. She was in the number 2 spot of the Billboard chart for 2 weeks. That's big time, even today. This was the first gospel music that was on the Billboard chart. And it says the very best gospel artist could expect to sell 100,000 back then. And so for her to sell 2 million was really big time. So she sang a song, Even Me. We don't have that with us tonight. But she also sang a song called Dig a Little Deeper. So we're going to hear Move On Up a little higher and Dig a Little Deeper. And before we do Dig a Little Deeper, I'm going to stop after Move Up a Little Higher and read the words to Dig a Little Deeper, because it's very nice. And now Dig a Little Deeper sold just under 1 million copies. Hallelujah. So, I mean, she was really something. And like you said, Minister Kiva, back in the time, she was dealing with being black. She was dealing with being a woman. She was dealing with being an uneducated woman. Because I'm trying to remember, she had to leave school when she was like around 10 or 11 years old to help her aunt. So, and she went back later on and learned how to do hair through the Madam C.J. Walker School. You might say that later. But Move On Up a Little Higher. So 2 million records.
I'm gonna lead up.
I had my mute on, and I'm just talking away. The thing about her was that, and I'm going to say some of these lyrics to move up a little higher. One of her main criticisms was that she was not articulate, that people couldn't understand what she was saying. But even though they may not have been able to understand what she was saying, they could feel the presence of the Lord. You know, when so many people buy a record like that, you know, it wasn't just because they liked the sound of it, but they were really Spirit of the Lord. So these are some of the words. One of these mornings, soon one morning, I'm going to lay down my cross, get me a crown. Soon one evening, late in the evening, late in the evening, I'm going home to live on high. Soon as my feet strike Zion, lay down my heavy burden, put on my robe in glory, going home one day and tell my story. I've been climbing over hills and mountains, gonna drink from a Christian fountain. You know, all of God's sons and daughters that morning will be drinking that old healing water. And we're going to live on forever. We're going to live on forever. We're going to live on forever up in glory after a while. I'm going out sightseeing in Beulah, march all around God's altar, going to walk and never get tired, going to fly, Lord, and never falter. I'm going to move up a little higher. Going to meet old man Daniel. I'm going to move up a little higher. Going to meet the Hebrew children. I'm going to move up a little higher. Going to meet Paul and Silas. I'm going to move up a little higher. Going to meet my friends and kindred. I'm going to move up a little higher. Going to meet my loving mother. I'm going to move up a little higher. Going to meet the lily of the valley. I'm going to feast with the rose of Sharon. I will be always howdy doody. It'll be always howdy doody and never goodbye. Oh, will you be there early one morning? Will you be there somewhere round God's altar? Will you be there? Oh, when the angels shall call God's roll, God knows I'll be waiting. Yes, I'll be watching somewhere around God's altar. Well, I'll be waiting. Oh, a beautiful, yes, golden gate. Well, soon as my feet strike Zion. Hallelujah. And so there's a little bit more, but that's what was said before. So hallelujah, hallelujah. I mean, and that's even though those lyrics are something, because I don't know that they, story and glory rhyme, fountains and mountains. So there's some rhyming in here. But, yeah, that was good. Now I want to go to the other song, and it's called Dig a Little Deeper. And this is another one that sold 2 million. So I want you to hear the words before you hear the song. Nearer to thee, I want to be. I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of God's love. I want to shine with love sublime. I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of God's love. Don't that sound good? I want to dig a little deeper. Yes, dig a little deeper. I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of God's love. I want to talk like Jesus would. And walk like a Christian should. I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of God's love. I want to do what's always true. I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of God's love. Each passing hour, I want more power. I want to dig a little deeper in God's love. Teach me thy love way each passing day. I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of God's love. Thy will to know as I go on. I want to dig a little deeper in God's storehouse of love. Amen. So we're going to go on in and we're going to dig a little deeper. Hallelujah. Here it is.
Oh, Lord, I want to dig a little
Glory, glory, mm-hmm. glory. Now, you know, mm-hmm. I want to say one more statement. I'll turn it back over to you. You know, at all of these records, you know, people came after her. And they didn't just want her, they didn't want her to sing gospel music. They wanted her to sing secular music and make them some money. So she turned them down. She had, she turned down an appearance at the New York City Institution, the Apollo Theater, and the Village Vanguard. We still know about Apollo Theater, don't we? And then, well, where she was promised $5,000 a week. This was back in the 40s, y'all, $5,000 a week, which is the equivalent of $90,000 a week. That was in 2020. It's probably more than that now. But she was offered that, and she turned it down because she said she was only going to sing gospel music. Amen. Okay. Minister.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. She was powerful, and she came from humble beginnings. All right. So we'll go back. We're still in her early life. When she was five, she lost her mom. Her mom passed away. The cause is unknown. And then her Aunt Duke took her in, and her half-brother. And her Aunt Duke was very strict. She was notorious for horrible spankings and made them work really hard, usually scrubbing floors and making moss-filled mattresses and cane chairs, playing along with catching fish and crab and singing with the other children. She spent time at church as her grandfather sometimes preached. The full-time minister there gave sermons with a sad singing tone that Ms. Jackson later said would penetrate her heart in creating strong influence in her singing style. She became church became home to Ms. Jackson when she found music and it was her safety net to escape from the moves of her aunt. And as you were saying earlier, you know, she filled in for her aunts. She rarely attended school for a whole week. When she was 10, she was needed at home more than going to school. And then she dropped out and just began taking in laundry. She worked and she went to church on Wednesday evenings and Friday nights and most of the days on Sundays. And already possessing her big voice at 12, she was in a junior choir and she was surrounded by music in New Orleans, more often blues pouring out of her neighbors' houses. So she was fascinated with this and with funeral possessions returning from cemetery. She would listen to all the jazz music. Her older cousin was not intimidated by her Aunt Duke, and he collected all the records of all kinds so they can listen. And her Aunt Duke was at work, they played all the records of Bessie Smith and Mamie Smith and Ma Rainey, singing along with scrubbing the floors. Bessie Smith was Miss Jackson's favorite and one of the most often she mimicked in her singing. So when she was 14, her legs straightened out and the conflict with her aunt just grew worse. And the whoopings turned into being thrown out of the house just for the slightest thing. Her final confrontation caused her to move into her own rented house for a month, but she was lonely and was unsure on how to support herself. After her two aunts, her Aunt Hannah and Alice moved to Chicago, the Jackson family, concerned for her, urged Miss Hannah to take her in. So soon after this, it was the rise of her gospel music in Chicago. In a very cold December, Miss Jackson arrived in Chicago for a week. She was miserably homesick, unable to move off the couch until Sunday when her aunts took her to a church, and the environment she felt was immediate. Later stating it was the most wonderful thing that ever happened to her when the pastor called the congregation to witness or declare one's experience with God. Miss Jackson was struck by the Spirit and launched into a lively rendition of Hand Me Down My Silver Trumpet to an impressed, but somehow the audience was loving it. The power of Miss Jackson's voice was apparent by the congregation and unused to such an immediate delivery. She was invited to join a 50-member choir, a vocal group formed by the pastor's son. They performed as a quartet, the Johnson Singers, with the Prince as the pianist. Chicago's first black gospel group. Initially, they hosted familiar programs, singing at socials and Friday night musicals. They wrote and performed plays and at Greater Salem, and offering towards the church. All the offerings went to the church. So soon after that, Miss Jackson had found her mentor, Thomas Dorsey. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Good.
I was just going to share, soon after Miss Jackson found her mentor, who was Thomas A. Dorsey, a seasoned blues musician trying to transition to gospel music, and trained Miss Jackson for 2 months, persuading her to sing slower songs to maximize her emotional effect. And Mr. Dorsey had a motive. He needed a singer to help sell his sheet music. He recorded Miss Jackson to stand on the Chicago street corners with him and to sing songs, hoping to sell them for 10 cents a page. It was not the financial success of Dorsey hoped for, but the collaboration resulted in the conception of gospel blues solo singing in Chicago.
Amen. Okay, so let's hear some of her songs. One of the songs is, and probably most of us have heard this song even today, His Eye Is on the Sparrow. This one is one of Pastor Mom's favorite songs. Hallelujah. So we're going to hear that song now. Amen. His Eye Is on the Sparrow.
Why should I you. and I know he cares for me.
Amen. Amen. Now let's hear before we go back to talking again. Now, when she began to record, this was one of the songs she recorded. And, I mean, she recorded a bunch of songs, but this one, it just especially touched me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me.
Hello.
Recording studio called Apollo, and a musicologist listened to her music and said this: Jackson's early recordings demonstrate a sound that is all-embracing, as secure as the womb, from which singer and listener may be reborn. He knows what he's talking about, but he's like, oh, well, she's saying people get saved. And then he said, the breathtaking beauty of the voice and beautifully controlled transitions from voice to prayer to song heal and strengthen. Amen. Amen. So he was hearing it while she was singing. Amen. Okay, I'll turn it back over to you.
Amen. Amen. I just wanted to share, when we were just sharing about her early years, and it was tough with her family and humble beginnings, it just should encourage us, out of all of that, the things that she went through, she still was able to do God's work and be large. I mean, and, you know, even though she encouraged him, her singing was so powerful and anointed, you know, her personal life, you know, she had went through two marriages that ended, and they weren't long at all. But when they ended, she just decided that she was just going to dig deeper, as that song say, and give out more to the Lord. In her 60 years, she was an entrepreneur. She was a millionaire. She gave back to the community, and she was good friends with Dr. Martin Luther King. And what really inspired me so much is that, you know, he wasn't – that I Dream speech, it was not supposed to be meant to be. He was not going to talk about his dream. And she was behind him and said, Martin, tell him about the dream. And he switched right into preaching gear, you know, and – you just don't know who God is going to use in your life to get you to make that switch and to touch millions of people. I mean, that dream, down through the years, that speech has touched so many lives. And if she hadn't just interjected at that time, we don't know what could have happened. So I just was so honored by her, and that's all I want to share. I just wanted to bring that out.
Yeah, because, you know, I was reading that too, that how she would go to Martin Luther King's house, and they would have Thanksgiving together, or they would hear, you know, his family, his wife and family would go to her house. You know, and so they were together and having meals together. And at her house was one of the places where Martin Luther King felt relaxed, that he could just be him and just relax. And that was, you know, the thing that I noticed about her. She was genuine. She didn't put on any airs for anybody. Yeah, she was just her. And I love that, because God could use her. And I think about, you know, when she was, they weren't really, they were like, I think they said about maybe rows apart when she yelled to him, Martin, tell him about the dream. So she wasn't sitting next to him.
Right.
She wasn't behind him. You know,
that's right.
She was yelling, hey, Martin, tell them about that dream, you know, the dream you keep talking about, how you see black and white kids walking together. She didn't say all that, but that was the dream, you know.
Amen.
That he could see black kids and white kids walking together to school, going to the swimming pool together, and, you know, and being around each other. And, you know, so because she was so genuine, because she was so her, even with all of those thousands of people there and things being recorded, she didn't put on any airs. She just said what was in her heart, and that was the spark that was needed for Martin Luther King to come out of what he was in, you know, because he's like, yeah. Speech, I want speech to be just right. And that took
right.
him out of this thing, put him into the Holy Ghost realm, and that's how we got the, you know, I have a dream. Praise God. And maybe she was meant for such a time as that, you know, for her
yes.
to be her and to say
yes,
that.
Absolutely.
Also, I wanted to read something that I saw that it just blessed me. People were talking about, like, when she sang, how she looked. And it said, you know, she got caught up in the spirit when she was singing. She often wept. She fell on her knees. She bowed. She skipped. She danced. She clapped spontaneously, patted her sides and stomach. And and in some churches, she would roam down the aisles and sing directly to individuals. And so, well, and they said this, and all these were typical of the services in black churches, though Jackson's energy was remarkable. An experiment wearing a wig with her robe went awry during while she was ministering in 1950. When she sang so, it says, so frantically, that she flung it off in mid-performance. She was genuinely her. See, like,
yes,
forget
she
this. I saw a recording of her, and she was sweating. She was just the bullet, just sweating, and she's trying. She was singing with singing, and Louis Armstrong was there, and so she
yes.
was just wiping that sweat. I think she had a wig on that day, but she was wiping all that sweat off of her, and I can just imagine having a wig on. Just said, forget it. I got to get into the spirit here. And so someone said of her that some of her gestures are dramatically jerky. She was in the Holy Ghost. We understand
yeah.
that dramatically jerky. And suggested
that's exactly right.
Say it again.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And suggesting instant spirit possession. That's what this person said. And they said it was her performances. It says some of her performances were downright terrifying. They didn't understand. This was
no.
the Holy so she would be in the middle of a song and she just released a holler and a shout. And then when singing, she may descend to her knees, and the combs in her hair, they said, were scattering like so many cast-out demons. I said, they didn't understand. I remember going to church as a child, and my grandmother was Pentecostal. And we go there. I mean, I was young, okay? We go there for a good laugh. To see the women shouting and their wigs fall off on the floor. You know, I mean, I don't know how old I was, maybe 6 or 7 or something like that. But, I mean, that's what would happen in the church. They'd get to shouting and wigs would get to flying. And and so what she said was, she said, how can you sing of amazing grace? How can you sing prayerfully of heaven and earth and all God's wonders without using your hands? My hands, my feet, I throw my whole body to say all that is within me. My mind and the voice by themselves are not sufficient. Come on, somebody. So there was a time, and we're going to open up the line soon. I want to play maybe a couple of more songs. She was asked to sing, and I'm trying to think of who she was asked to sing with, a jazz artist. And they said, she said, I don't know if I can sing with you because I have to sing songs about the Lord. So he said, well, I want you to improvise the 23rd Psalm. And so that's what she did, played that one. And then, and that one, I mean, there's an anointing on it. It's kind of slow. It got a weird sound to it in some places. But I was just taken by it. And then,
yeah, that was Duke Ellington.
Duke Ellington, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Duke Ellington. He said, well, just improvise, okay? So she said, okay. And then this other song, I think I'll just play that last. And she was asked to speak at the Democratic National Convention, and I wanted to say something. There's so much about her. We just can't say it all. But she was asked to speak at the Democratic National Convention. When she got up, the crowd was like really kind of rowdy. This was in 1956. And the crowd was kind of rowdy. They didn't know how to, you know, get the crowd to calm down. So she stood up and she began to sing the song, I See God. And as she sang, I See God, everybody shut up and was listening to her.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be the last song that I play. Those songs. But I want to say this before I go into it. Her 8 most influential moments, the Democratic National Convention in 1956. Then she did with the, because she was an activist, she did the prayer pilgrimage for freedom in May of 1957. And then in October 1960, she went before Denmark king and queen and, you know, was with them when they visited Chicago. And I think you said this, Minister Kiva, she was sang at John F. Kennedy's inaugural gala. She also sang for President Johnson, Lyndon B. Johnson, when he was inaugurated. She sang at Martin Luther King's funeral, full of 1968. In 1971, Japan and India, the officials in Japan and India, back then it was an empress, wanted her to come and sing to them. Amen. So she was touching people, black, white, Indian, Japanese, all over the world. And she was being genuinely her own self, who God has made her. Amen. And as I'm saying that, Sister Joanne, that is a word for you. Hallelujah. Amen. And I hope you can hear me, Sister Joanne. I just, the Lord said, let her know that that's for her. Continue to be who you are. Genuine Joanne. Say it the way God tells you to say it. Do it the way God tells you to do it. And you'll be exactly where God wants you to be. Amen. And anybody else who wants to receive that word, go on now. Receive that word. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I said the second song was I See God. What was the first song I said? Hey, man, I just got so excited. Oh, Psalm 23. Psalm 23, and then I See God. Then we're going to open up the line. Some of you have already started pressing your number one key. Go ahead, press your number one key, and get in the queue. We'll be with you in just about 5 minutes. Okay, so Psalm 23.
Lord is my shepherd.
Kiva, when we finished talking to people, open up the lines, and you can give us closing remarks. So prepare yourself to give closing remarks and closing prayer when we get to that point. Amen. Pastor Catherine, we're going to open up your line. Anyone else, if you have any comments, you were touched by anything with Mahalia Jackson, you know, let us know, or you want to add anything. Like I said, we couldn't tell it all tonight, so if you know something we didn't mention tonight, please feel free to say it. Amen. And especially if you heard, if you used to listen to Mahalia Jackson when you were a child or something, let us know, okay? Pastor Catherine, welcome.
Well, praise God. You knew I was gonna say something about when I was a little girl. But anyway, I want to say good evening, everyone, and to Minister Kiva and Apostle. Thank you all so much for the research. I learned quite a bit here tonight, and I just want to thank you all so much. It was so good to hear you, Minister Kiva. Haven't seen you in a few years, many years now. But when I was a little girl, I think the main one that I used to hear was Move On Up a Little Higher.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of remember us, whenever she would sing, she would have, whoever was at your house, everyone would just pile up around the TV and just watch her. I mean, that's all we would watch. I mean, it might have been a presidential inaugural, or it could have been some president's funeral or whatever. But everyone would just, if they didn't watch anything else, they watched her singing her song. But the main one that I really, liked as a little girl was the Lord's Prayer, when she sang the Lord's Prayer.
Oh,
and I tell you, at the end, boy, she could take that note up, but I mean, it was just really so anointed. And I just remember that specific song when I was a little girl. And the song that you all played tonight, Dig a Little Deeper, she was kind of deep there, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She was deep. I'm telling you. She was deep. And I mean, Digger, because I'm going like, these are some things I'm asking God. Lord, I want to go a little, I want to go deep in you, Lord. Help me to go deep in you. Praise God. Now, you all might have said this. I don't know. But did she write all of her songs? Did you all see that in any of the information you got from her?
So I know she didn't write all of her songs, but I do believe that she wrote some of them. But she didn't write all of her songs, because some of them were written, you know, by Dorsey.
And
some of them were songs that came from church, that, as far as I can remember, you know, out of our research.
Now, I heard Minister Kiva say, was she 60 years old when she passed? I thought she was a little older than that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
She was 60?
Yeah. She was only 60, yeah.
Oh. I don't know why I thought she was older than that.
She was
60.
Well,
I guess at the time she passed, I probably thought that was old. Okay.
Right. I used to think 60 was old too.
Oh.
Me too. Sure enough.
The older I get, the younger it is.
And listening to her life, her early years in her life, and it just kind of reminds me that, you know, no matter what we go through, it reminds me of a message that my niece ministered the other night was, God doesn't forget. He doesn't. I think that was the name of it. God doesn't forget. And I think that even though she went through, in her earlier years, she went through a lot in her life as a child, but God never forgot. And I think all the things that she went through with God brought up and made her shine and rewarded her, even though she went through those things. So I just want to say thank you all so much for all the information that you have given tonight. So God bless.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. It was an experience going through this and reading it and just getting blessed. Reading up on her.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine.
you know, thank you so much. When you were talking about as a little girl, even when I was small, we watched Ed Sullivan, and that was where she first appeared on television. Ed Sullivan show.
Mm. Yeah,
and,
I forgot she was on that too. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So, and
Sullivan, she.
Big time. That's exactly right. If you made it there, you definitely made it.
Right. Right. Man, I do remember Ed Sullivan from a child. I think I remember the Beatles when they got on there. That was big.
Okay, yes. And the Jackson 5.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Okay. We got anyone else? Pressure number one key. We're going to open a line now for Pastor Price. But anyone else? Welcome, Pastor Price.
God bless you, Apostle and Minister Kiva. What a wonderful program this evening on Mahalia Jackson. I just really thank God for this night and for the service tonight. And it's just been a blessing. I love to do research. Sometimes I call them rabbit holes where I'll get to see somebody, see something I want to know about, and I'll stop what I'm doing and go into what I call rabbit holes. But they're not really, it's just research. I just like to do the research. So I thank God so much for you all. We have a cousin our cousin Lynn, her husband is our cousin, but his name is Dilla. And we used to bounce off each other before he's now famous now. But he would write historical things, not just about Chicago, but he's now called the Chicago historian. But he would write historical things of interest and do research. And I like that. I would always comment on that. So I thank God for this kind of thing that you all are doing this day on the research, because I've known of Mahalia Jackson, and she's always been special to me, but I just didn't know all the things that you all shared tonight. So it was just such a wonderful blessing. One of my experiences, and I cry, I've cried every time I heard her sing this. Because even as a little girl, it just left such a wonderful impression upon my heart, was the song she sang in the movie, The Imitation of Life, where the girl was passing as a white girl. This was the girl, The Imitation of Life. You all know that very well. When she was passing as a white girl, and her mama, but her mama was black. And at the funeral, they had Mahalia Jackson to sing a song that every time I see the movie and every time I hear it, it just would tear me up, you know, just crying, because it soon be through with the troubles of this world. That was the name of it, soon be through with the troubles of this world. And that's what happened to her mom, the girl that was passing. Her mama was through. Mm-hmm. She had went through so much trying to find a daughter and go and see about her and all of that. And finally she had helped her employer had been there faithful for her. She had been faithful to her church, faithful to her organizations. This was the lady in the movie. And then she passed away. And at that, when she was in that thing that rolls down the street and all that kind of thing, and the girl was crying, and there was in the background Mahalia Jackson singing, "Soon Be Through With The Troubles." And I would just cry every time and think about Mahalia Jackson. But I never did research on Mahalia Jackson. Never did research on her life. Never really checked real deep into her life. And so I think even after I get through with you all tonight, I'm probably going to go down another one of those rabbit holes tonight. Because I want to find out, what did she pass of at 60? Did they say? What did she pass of?
Yeah, she had a heart attack.
Okay. Because I never, you know, when I knew she said she passed young. And like you all said, I mean, That's something with the age now. We look back, and it doesn't seem like it was as old as it was then. But I did think she was older, you know? So I thank God for tonight, all of the songs, the anointed songs that were sang tonight. And I just praise God for every single part of them. I'm seeing what I had written down. But I See God, that's the last song you sang. And but one of the things I wanted to say, and then I'll stop, is that I used to always see her as a very stately lady. I don't even understand how I could say that. It was like somebody that carried themselves, their carriage was just so very stately. And that's what I used to think about when I was a young girl and when I would see her, you know, through the years. So I thank you all for tonight. I believe that these times are very important and that there'll be people who will be like me that will go in and look a little deeper and go in and see and then keep some of those songs. And the last thing is my daughter is she's not that she's secretive. She's not secretive. But if you want to tell her a secret, she'll surely keep it, you know. I'm talking about my daughter Amber. We'll do that because I didn't know that she had helped you, Apostle, in getting the songs together. And I was sitting here singing. I was sitting here singing one of them. I had my earphones on. And I was when she was singing about His Eyes on the Sparrow, she said, Mom, that was my favorite. And she could hear me singing. She said, Mom, and then I knew. I thought she must have helped. She still didn't tell me she helped you now.
She's a part of our staff. She's our musical engineer. So, whenever we want to thank Minister Amber.
She can't even hear me, but I you can't hear what you're saying, but I was singing the song, you know, with her, and she said, Mama, that was one of my favorites. So what I believe God is doing, he multitasks. He literally will multitask during while he's doing some, because there are some songs from the time of you doing it. She's our worship and praise leader also at the church. And so she does and the worship and praise. But I've seen some very strange things concerning her when one time she said, Mom, I want you to do a duet with me. And the duet was of a song that I used to listen to over and over again when she was in my stomach. and it was one that C.C. Winans and her mother would say, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Well,
and we were standing. She was a young girl, though. She was a young girl when she asked me this. We were on the bus stop, and we were going to, I was going on the bus stop to take her to school. We were getting on the bus at that time in Los Angeles. And she said, Mom, I've got a song I want you to sing with me. I said, Baby, what is it? And she said, Great is Thy Faithfulness. And I said, I looked at her, and I know that that's what I used to listen to all the time. So I said, now God is multitasking, because in her assisting you in this and getting the songs and helping to upload them and different things, she's able to be introduced to some of those older songs and the songs that she's been hearing. And I thank God for that. So and to Mahalia Jackson. So I thank God for tonight. I thank God so somebody else can have something else to say. Again, I thank God for you, Apostle, and for Minister Keeve. I really enjoy, because I know you're a singer, and I just love. I want to tell you, I've been on your team of all your children. They're all your children's lives now. I'm a Team Grace now on your gram. I'm a Team Grace now. I've watched your babies, your beautiful children grow up. I've watched them grow up, and I mean, they're just grown and everything. So I thank God for you and thank God for all of the saints in their respective places tonight. So God bless each one of you, and you have a good night. I'm going back on you.
Thank you. Thank you for your comments. Now, Minister Keeva, did you say that Grace sings and she was singing the song Ocean? Did you tell me that a while back? Huh?
Yes. She sang that the night my mom passed. She sang it to her.
Wow.
Yeah. That was...
Wow. And how old is she? Like six?
She's seven, but she was she was six then. But yeah, you just don't know. Like what she was saying that you know, Amber is being introduced to the older songs, getting in her spirit. You just don't know. You're playing songs, and these are getting in their spirit. Because Calista was amazed that she knew the song, and sang it.
Wow, that's awesome. Amen. Amen. The next generation. Hallelujah.
Next generation.
Or the generation. next generation. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Anyone else? I see you, Pastor Carol. We're going to open up the line for you. Anyone else? Please press your number one key, and because we want to hear from you tonight. Amen. Welcome, Pastor Carol. Good to have you on tonight. Welcome to Get 'Em Radio.
Good to be on, and I'm thanking God for every person in the respectable places. I enjoyed all that I learned that I didn't know about because, you know, I come from a four generation of people that didn't know God like that. But I thank God, and what I know is the imitation of life when she sung that song, Trouble, the Trouble that I've seen. And that's the song I know about her. That's the only song I know about her. You know, when she denied, the girl denied her mom and stuff. And she wanted Mahalia Jackson to sing at her homegoing. And she saw, you know, lady played her playing, you know, singing her song and that movie. Yeah. And I learned a lot today, and I thank God. And I'll probably do some research myself.
Amen. And it's worth searching. I had a good time.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Also, everybody, Lifetime did a movie on her last year, so you might want to Google that.
Okay. And what, it was called Mahalia Jackson?
The Mahalia Jackson story. I'm trying to.
Okay. All right. Well, look it up. We're going to open the line. We got a couple of more people. We got Reverend Treva and then Minister Rachel. Reverend Treva, welcome.
Good evening. Hi. You know, I wasn't going to say anything tonight, but I just wanted to say I really enjoyed the service. And I had watched the Mahalia Jackson movie on, I think it was on Prime Video, Lifetime. It came on a year ago. And so as you were going through, I was reliving what I saw in the movie. But it was beautiful service tonight. And I remember listening to Mahalia, and my mother and my grandmother, they had Mahalia Jackson records, you know. And I was about 11 years old when she passed. And I remember her. I always enjoyed her. But thank you again. It was a beautiful service, and I just wanted to share that. And God bless y'all. And I'll talk to y'all next week, Apostle Peter.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Treva. Have a blessed
You're
night.
Welcome.
Amen. Okay, Minister Rachel. Uh-oh, here we go. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Hi, everyone. Oh, I am so glad that you had was talking about Mahalia Jackson. I found out some things about her for the first time, like Aunt Helen said. Today, I did not know, but I did like her music, and my favorite is I Found the Answer. That is so beautiful. I like that one.
Okay.
I found the answer, and I love to pray. I like that one. I like the Sparrow one that you played. I really like her music. It's beautiful and soothing. And I'm going to say this. she sung with an understanding. And I believe the Spirit of the Lord was very strong on her, because you said that when she got up at the Democratic convention thing and she began to sing, everything came under subjection to his higher holy power that was in her.
Hallelujah.
So I'm saying like that. She knew the authority of God, and she stood in the authority of the Almighty. And everything that was in that room came under subjection to the Holy mm-hmm. One of Holies.
Hallelujah.
She sang with authority and conviction, and that's why she could not just sing any old kind of thing. And anyone who would ask her to sing, she would mm-hmm. she would let them know where she stand and how she stand, and that's it. She was firm on mm-hmm. what she believed, what she going to sing about.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Hey, and she turned $5,000 a week. That's good money now.
I know.
But that would be equivalent to $90,000 a week. So, I mean, my goodness, she turned that down. So, and God bless her exceeding abundantly above.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Ephesians 3:20 all throughout her life.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, thank you for sharing. And I'm going to listen to that song. I just pulled it up on YouTube. I found
you'll
the
like
answer.
It. Yeah, you'll like
Amen.
It.
Amen. I'm going to listen to it, too. Okay. And I see she was singing with that particular one. She was singing with Dinah Shore.
No, when I was listening to it, it was just her on the stage by herself, the other one.
Oh.
I was, like, listening from YouTube, and then I downloaded to my free music app that my son showed me how to download free music and play without no Wi-Fi.
Oh,
so I have her music on my phone. I have it actually on my phone. I can play it anywhere.
That's good. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Amen, amen. Okay. Oh, 615-429. I don't know your number, but welcome.
Hi. Good evening. This is Sandra Aaron from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm a friend of Minister Kiva. I just wanted to say how much I enjoyed the program. I remember Mahalia, my mom listened to her album while she cleaned, you know, I cooked on Sunday morning breakfast and things, and that's where I remember first time listening to her. Yeah, listening to my mom listen to her songs. And I too saw The Imitation of Life, which is a really sad song, and that's the first time I actually saw a picture of Mahalia, you know, where she was singing. So it was a great program, mm-hmm. learned a lot, really, it really blessed me. So I appreciate you guys putting that on for Black History Month.
Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in. We're here to tell you what our schedule is like. Amen. You know what? Tell me your name again.
Sandra Aaron.
Okay. All right. So, Sister Sandra, let me tell you. I'm going to talk to you personally and everybody else at the same time and tell you about our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. So we're a family of broadcasts. We've been here for almost 10 years. This year in November, we'll be celebrating 10 years. Hallelujah. And somewhere close to 1,200 that people can listen to at any time. All you have to do is Google Get 'Em Radio, GITM, and that stands for God in the Midst, the first letters of God in the Midst. So you Google Get 'Em Radio, and you can find us. And so we started off with home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries. And then God began to branch us out on some other things so that people can just get blessed from a Christian perspective.
Oh, okay. So it's like a whole family, because there's another friend of mine that was out of New York. She was always on a program like this. And I think I'm going to ask her what, you know, radio that they were on. But I knew she was out of New York.
She was
speaking, yeah. And it sounded like the same platform.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Well, you know, this is internet radio, and that the good part is that you can listen to it at any time. Now, Minister Kiva.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I need to do something real quick. So can you, amen, can you say something about Denim Radio?
Absolutely. Well,
I'll be right back.
Well, Sandra, just know that, and everyone else that's listening, there's, I mean, this is a wealth of information. Every Thursday night, at the, you know, the same time that you called in. Thank you so much for calling in, Sam.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed it. Thanks for reminding me and sending me the invite.
Yes, it's powerful every Thursday, and then also Wednesday you can call in and get healed once a month. In fact, I believe you had called in one time, so you know about the ministry. Just a wealth of information. I mean, from buying a house, and, you know, to, you know, what to do with your call on your life. I mean, it's just so much information here. So,
thank you. You're doing a good job. I'm laughing.
Yes, ma'am.
Very, very good. Thank you.
Well, you know,
yeah,
it's personal. This is personal.
Amen. Yeah, on Thursday nights, that's our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. We've talked about buying a house from a Christian perspective. We've talked about cryptocurrency. We talked about buying health insurance. What's the best kind to get?
Amen.
Okay. Well, I have to remember.
Okay.
I would have liked it. I have to go back and find the one on cryptocurrency.
Oh, yeah. You got to check that out, you know, from a Christian perspective. And so it's a lot. Like I said, it's 1200. But we're here on Thursday nights, 9 p.m. Sundays. We have church service on Sundays. You know what? I'm going to have to go. Pastor Price, where are you? I'm going to open up your line. I'm here with my mom, and she's going through something right now. And so I'm going to have to tend to her. Are you okay? She's okay. I was okay. She's okay. All is well. All is well. Amen. Okay, Sister Sandra. I'm back to you. Okay. Thank you for letting me do this with you, okay? On Sundays, we have church service, and Pastor Mom, our almost 90-year-young mom, is our senior pastor. I'm the apostolic pastor, and we meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, and that's our church service. In fact, this Sunday and next Sunday, I'm going to be preaching a little series. We're doing a series on salvation. And there's three parts to salvation: sanctification and glorification. And so we're on the sanctification part. We're going to be talking about that this Sunday and next Sunday. And that is good. That's a process we're all in right now, those who are saved. Okay, so then on Mondays we have Bible teaching. And we have a lady named Dr. Lorraine Navarro out of Ohio. And so she really knows how to dig deep into the Word of God. and to teach us how to do that as well. That's every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And then on Tuesdays, we pray, and we call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. We have four people who volunteer to pray in tongues, and sometimes we have beautiful children who pray in tongues, and that's an experience. And so, and then we have interpretation of tongues. And the Lord just recently gave, well, he did it a year or so ago, gave us interpretations of things that showed up in the news after the interpretation came. So God is talking. On Wednesdays, the second Wednesday of every month, we have our healing service, and we call that prophetic healing. That's the second Wednesday of every month, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And the next one will be Wednesday, the 9th of March. So all who are interested in healing, you know, mark your calendars and set your cell phone alarm. Amen. Because that's worth listening to. And people have gotten healed and held on to those healings. Amen. A woman came off of she was on oxygen, couldn't hardly walk a few steps without it, and God healed her. Glory to God. So that's Wednesday, March the 9th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursdays, as we said before, is our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. And so we'll be here next Thursday, and we'll do our final part of Christian Black History Month. And there, like I said, there's so much to it. So we're just getting just a little sliver of Christian Black History Month. And we're going to be talking about Azusa Street on next Thursday. Azusa Street, you know, so many people speak in tongues now. Prior to Azusa Street, there wasn't that a whole lot of people speaking in tongues like there are today. And the man who was one of the main ones of Azusa Street was Black. So that's going to be something good to hear. If you've never heard that before, we're going to talk about that on next Thursday. So, Sister Sandra, thank you so much for listening, and everybody else. And praise God. we hope that we see you again. Pastor Carol, people who we have not seen on the line before, we're so happy to have you here today. So welcome, and please join us again. Amen.
All right. Well, amen.
Amen. God bless. Have a blessed night.
All right.
Amen. So before we go, and I'm going to have Minister Kiva to give us any closing remarks and closing prayer. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord has us praying the prayer of salvation whenever we get together. And the reason for that is so that if there's anyone who comes on the line and they are not born again, they can get born again. Also, the reason why is because any of us who are saved and who are born again, we are the ones that God wants to use. We are ministers of reconciliation. So God wants to use us for somebody to receive Jesus. And nowadays, it's not a whole lot of people going. Well, people are going to church, but there's so much going on, y'all. You know, young people are dying, old people are dying, people in the middle are dying, and surely, you know, we're not even promised to go into tomorrow. And so if we're standing at a line someplace and somebody, God opens up the door for you to minister to somebody for salvation, and somebody may even ask you, well, what must I do to be saved? You look different. How you look like that? How come you at peace and everybody around us is in chaos?
what's up with you? And that's the same thing as saying, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. So this prayer, these scriptures in the prayer, is so that you know how to lead somebody to Jesus. And you can do it very quickly. You know, God, he'll open the door and he'll help you. So the scriptures are John 3:16 and Romans 10 and verse 9. And John 3:16, say it with me if you know it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Amen. That whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. And then Romans, and so that lets us know that God loves us so much. He loves the whole world, and he knows everything about the world. But he made a choice to love the whole world. Not love, but so love the whole world. Amen. And any whosoever is eligible for this. Amen. And then a Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And so he tells us so simply of how to receive him as Lord and Savior. Confessing with your mouth is simply saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe that God, that Jesus is who the Bible says that he is. Amen. And believing that with all your heart, making that choice to believe. Hallelujah. And then to confess with your mouth, and you shall be saved. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. If you haven't done it before, this is your day to do it and be saved. If you have done it before, this is your day to say it and get ready for God to send somebody to you so that they can be saved. Oh, I mean, there's so many stories, so many testimonies of people who prayed for someone and then they died immediately afterwards. God loves us so much that he wants to make sure that we are saved, and he'll send somebody. Amen. And just put your hand on your heart and say, Lord, send me. Put your hand on your heart and say, Lord, send me. We want hell to be empty. Hallelujah. Empty of people. And it's only for those angels that became demons and left, that he had to kick out of heaven. That's all that is hell is for. We don't want any humans there. Praise God. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life, be my Lord, and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know I'm born again, I'm saved, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, hallelujah. I can always perceive when somebody gets saved. I don't know if it's somebody on the line right now or somebody who's going to listen in the future, but somebody just got born again, hallelujah. Somebody just got redeemed, glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, amen, amen. And so we want to pray for you right now. We adore Rabba Shaka. We thank you, Lord God, right now, hallelujah, for that they are saved, born again, they're redeemed, hallelujah. We thank you for touching them right now, filling them with your precious Holy Spirit and with power, hallelujah, overflowing power, amen. Thank you, Lord God, for the prayer language, their prayer language that's coming out right now.
in the name of Jesus. Thank you for that, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that now they are filled to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power, power to walk right, power to do right, power to be right, power to even read the word of God and understand it. Thank you, Lord God, for that power, for your power that you have endued from on high. We give you glory for it right now, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Don't know who you are. Amen. But if it's somebody who just got saved now on the line, you can press your number one key. Amen. But we just told you about the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, church services on Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And you call the same phone number for all of our family of broadcasts. And the number is, hallelujah, 516-418-5699. Amen. Amen. Minister Kiva, we're coming back to you for our closing remarks and prayer. Amen. So enjoyed you tonight. I thank God for you jumping in here with me and being a part of this tonight. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed it. It was good, good, good. And the name of the movie is The Mahalia Jackson Story on Lifetime. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Amen, amen.
I was on Prime. It's not on Prime.
Now, also, your playlist of all her, you should put that out there. It's so good. Your playlist. Yes. Share
it. It is out there. It is public. And it's under Barbara Kizzy on YouTube.
Yes. But on Facebook, put it out there.
Okay. I can do that? Okay.
Amen. Amen. But yes, this was really, really good. And it was wonderful to speak to everyone. You guys are such a blessing. And it's just an honor to be here. And so we just want to thank God again for Mahalia Jackson and her life and how she touched so many and continues to bless and touch lives. So, Father, we just thank you for tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to be able to share and to be able to be ministered to through the life of Mahalia Jackson. We thank you for her, God, and we just pray that someone was inspired and believe that you want to use them, you know, with humble beginnings, can grow to touching many lives. Father, we thank you. Right now, we just ask that you give us sweet sleep as we rest in you tonight. And thank Father that you just continue to keep everybody, cover everybody with your blood tonight. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray this prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Seal everything that was said tonight in everyone's heart. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. I'm looking at all of the songs that she has done and trying to think of what's a good one to close with. I know the one that I like, Let the Power of the Holy Ghost Fall on Me. But there was one that I did not play. I think there's a couple of them that I did not play. So I'm going to play one of those. And that one is Come On Children. Hallelujah. So.
Come on, children, let's sing the goodness of the Lord. Come on, children, let's shout all about God's rich reward. God will put you every day. Keeps us in the narrow way. Come on, children, let's sing about the goodness of the Lord. Come on, children, let's sing.
Hallelujah. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the night.